Grade 12 Unplugged.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast.
Grade 12 Unplugged. Nice work, Keely. We are a mother and daughter, Pinky and Keely. We are based in regional Queensland. Keely is going through grade 12 this year, just like I am with her, whilst I work full-time as well. So this is just a bit of a podcast to capture the adventure that is grade 12. And we've just wrapped up week 4, Keely, of term 1. This week, we actually had a run-in with ChatGPT showing up in your homework.
Yeah, so just to preface, I did not use ChatGPT, have never used ChatGPT.
That's what she told me too.
And will never use ChatGPT. So for English, we had to submit a paragraph, you know, practice our writing for our assignment. And so after submitting my first paragraph and I got it back, my feedback was simply, it came up that you used ChatGPT. Do not do this again. And that was pretty much all I got, aside from a few punctuation fixes. And I was like, well, this is not right. I did not use ChatGPT, and I've never even opened it. Now, in this, I did use Google to help me find, you know, some quotes to use, so I thought maybe that was the issue, but I really wasn't sure, so I didn't really say anything.
The following week, you had more homework to do, and it came up again.
Yeah, and this time, I hadn't even used Google. Like, this was all my own words. I had no inspiration, so I was like, okay, this is definitely not right. And this time, my teacher did mark it because she figured, you know, I probably didn't use it. But she told me again, and so I started to freak out a bit because I have maths assignment, I've got my English assignment next, and I did not want it coming up that I'd used ChatGPT.
And what's the procedure if it's found in an assignment?
If it's found that you use ChatGPT, you pretty much just fail. So I did not need that to happen and ruin my streak. And
Your streak?
For grade 12, it's not good to fail a subject because I need to get my ATAR. And you just don't want to fail anyways for something that's out of your control.
Yeah, so you came home from school and you filled me in on the 2 weeks of homework with ChatGPT showing up and how that would obviously equal a fail in an assignment. And my cortisol levels shot through the roof, and that was very freaky and stressful because we actually haven't dealt with this before.
No, obviously we've never dealt with this before because I've never, ever used it. And again, we'll never use it.
Yeah, but it still was showing up, so we've just never even had this conundrum.
Yeah, like, it's just weird. It was a glitch. So then the next week, after talking to it, we made a plan. I was going to go see the head of senior schooling and then talk to IT to get, maybe see if there was something in my laptop I needed to fix. They ended up both being away that day, which was a bit frustrating, but I had English. And so I went to my teacher and I asked her about it to actually see what was coming up, what was flagging what I wrote. And turns out it was kind of just the header. It was like the header and footer. You know how you click on it and it's got like three boxes where you can write in? Yeah, it turns out that was just coming out in bold lines, like an Excel graph. And apparently when you use ChatGPT, that can happen. So apparently that was what was flagging it. It wasn't any website picking up ChatGPT. It was just a header and a footer.
I also got in touch with your English teacher to ask about this because I was obviously very concerned about what was going on there. And so she said not to panic and we should be able to get your laptop looked at. And it was potentially just a glitch. So everything got cleared up. But for a hot minute there, it was pretty concerning.
Yeah, it was not pleasant. I was a bit stressed out as I was currently working on a maths assignment, which is due this Friday. So I did not want that to appear in my QLearn draft because I would have to probably rewrite it.
That's the other thing. So I had a chat to some of my friends who use the same software that they use in schools, and they use it to grade assignments at university. So they talked me through a bit more of the process there, that if it does come up, you can ask for a report. It should show in detail what's been identified as AI.
Yeah, when we hand in our assignments on QLearn, it comes up with you can go check your percentage and see what gets flagged.
Right.
And sometimes words, literally I've had the word be flagged before
for
copying something. And it was just that.
Yeah.
Like, it's got different highlighter colors for different things. And it just does random stuff like that. So you always have like 2 or 3% copied, but otherwise, no.
See, when I was at university, obviously when I was at school in the 90s, it was all just handwritten assignments. When I got to university, I did 1 year where I still had to do handwritten assignments, if you can believe that.
Oh my God.
And then it got transferred over to 100% processing on the computer.
That's the Stone Ages. Far out.
It seems like that, but my generation's in the switch over where we went from analog to digital. So we had to reference everything, make sure there's no plagiarism.
Like books to reference.
Yes, we had to use books. So for me, even though AI, I'm familiar with it, and ChatGPT, in terms of your schooling and studies, I'm not so aware of it, and I think it's a bit of a minefield. But there are things in place to help these days for teachers, educators, and students. But I was a bit more new to finding out how do they actually, whittle it down to the actual things that perhaps you've done.
I can't believe you had to, like, reference from, like, books and stuff. That's crazy. I just copy a website URL, put a name in front of it, and that's gold.
Hardcore study, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm working hard every day.
Well, we were really feeling relieved when we got that cleared up. And then something we've learned so far, I think, for the two of us, is that a lot has changed with your year group. And I'm sure this is from most people in grade 12 at the moment and parents and families. It's changed a lot socially, and the mini adult life has really taken over. So you're still on your learners, but heaps of kids came back from holidays with their P plates, with their cars, which has been very handy for you. There's a lot more social gatherings already after school because of the cars.
Yeah, I usually, for the last like few weeks, I get a lift to school with like 3 different friends every day. And then after school, like, I get dropped to the gym. Sometimes I get asked to go into a car wash, like, oh, you want to go to Macca's? And that's kind of the pretty regular thing now.
Yeah.
And every weekend you're like, you see your friends are out the beach and stuff because everyone just drives.
I feel like it's been a bit confronting for you though to see everyone kind of seemingly growing up overnight in front of your eyes.
Yeah, we kind of got our senior jerseys in like week 3, and it's weird because it makes everyone look like an adult, and then on top of the P plates and everything, it's like the people I've known since year 7 are now adults. And then I like hear people talking about their 18th parties, and I'm like, oh, I thought you were 12. Sorry.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel old.
Really?
I mean, I'm on the younger side, but, like, I still feel old.
Yeah, so tell us about getting the school jerseys, because that's a really big deal.
Yeah, I was so excited. We've been waiting for, like, 2 weeks to get them. And, like, one of my friends still doesn't even have hers, but she's at a different school. But it was so exciting. Everyone was kind of, like, jumping around because we're finally seniors. And, like, once you get this jersey, you don't – the tuck shop line is not real. You just walk out straight up.
Oh, really? VIP?
Yeah. They've seniors, like, all the years before, they just walk, push in straight to the front. Now it's us. I do not have to wait more than 5 minutes to get food anymore. It's brilliant.
The hierarchy of high school.
Yeah, you can just push past people and no one's going to go, wee, what are you doing? You just walk past. They don't care.
Because you've been seeing that behaviour since grade 7, right? And looking forward to being in charge.
I've been looking forward to pushing into that tuck shop line with no consequences since year 7.
What were you getting at the tuck shop, by the way?
Pie. Iced coffee. Muesli bowl.
Really?
Depends.
I thought we made homemade lunches at our house.
Well, yeah, but like one day I think we didn't have anything. And then, like, you know, I like to get an iced coffee sometimes.
So senior jerseys rule the school. And has the social groups changed a fair bit?
Everyone's a bit more together now. Like, everyone kind of interacts with each other instead of being, I guess, more outside in defined groups.
Okay.
Like, the seniors last year, they did not change at all. But us, it's everyone kind of just talks to each other now.
It's one big group.
Yeah. It's just pretty chill, I would say.
So we're going to talk about the meal plan for this week, because I don't feel like we've had it really together for the first few weeks. We've been really establishing a new routine, adding in driving lessons. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been very busy.
And you said to me on the weekend, I think we need to make a meal plan, and you were prepared to organise it with me, and I'd been thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I love a good meal plan. Got to get my protein up for the gym.
Yeah, and we're both on the protein. Mine, because of my age, muscle mass declines rather quickly for women. And you?
On that gym grind, you know? Winter arc.
Okay, so what we have here is poke bowl for Monday nights. What are we putting in that?
All right, so that's like tuna, rice, cucumber, maybe some tomato, kewpie mayo, rice seasoning. I think we need more rice seasoning,
We do. I couldn't find it at the shops. I think it was sold out the other day.
Soy sauce, more veggies maybe, whatever you want really, and lots of tuna.
Lemon pepper chicken Tuesday night.
chicken breast with lemon pepper cooked, then veggies, pretty simple.
Chicken katsu curry. This is one you're going to make for Wednesday night.
Yeah, so you've got like the katsu packet, which you just kind of get it. Well, I don't know if it's katsu, but the curry, Japanese curry packet from Woolies. Then you get, like for katsu, you're meant to kind of make the chicken yourself with panko crumbs, but that's a bit too much effort, so just a chicken schnitzel. Then you get some carrot, some onion, some potato, and you're done.
So you're going to take care of that one?
Yep, I will be making that one.
And then you've got footy training on a Thursday night, so I put on here toasted wraps. What do we think about that? On the sandwich press, something easy.
Yeah, just some meat, cheese, veggies, mayo.
Done. And then I've written down eggs on Friday night because I think we need a scratchy slack dinner.
I will probably have buldak, maybe with an egg on top.
Noodles.
I love my buldak.
Yeah, because I don't really like planning that much. It makes my brain hurt. So I feel like that's the week sorted.
Yep, and then school lunches, chicken, wrap, salad, mayo, goat's cheese.
Mm, it's pretty stock standard, isn't it? We do the same thing week in, week out.
And then
there.
Like, you know, some almonds, bit of fruit, maybe a muesli bar, some Ovaltines, got those this week.
Ovaltinis.
Ovaltines.
We called them Ovaltinis.
Well, I call them Ovaltines.
Oh my goodness, kids these days. So harking back to our very first episode of Grade 12 Unplugged, I had a work colleague let me know that your grandma, my mum, was marvellous for saying that you really don't need to get hung up on your ATAR score because it only lasts for the shortest time ever of your life.
1 year.
1 year. And then we move on and you can do other things and go after your dreams no matter what your grade comes through at.
Yeah, I'm not even sure my ATAR score, because I'm taking a gap year, will be relevant when I go to uni. Like, you can use it to get in still, but...
Well, what happens is you will apply at the end of the year and you can actually defer it commonly. And then if you were to have a gap year, that's when you go back to it. But it's only held for so long.
Yeah. One of my teachers had a student in the OP system who wanted to be a vet, got nowhere near what she wanted, went back, studied for a year and did like a degree of science, went into the vet course after that, got it in like 4 years and became a veterinarian. Whatever you want to do, you can achieve it.
So week four done. How are we feeling overall moving through term one? I'm starting to feel like we're a bit more sorted, a bit more together.
Yeah, assessment's starting to pick up. Got the gym schedule intact. Food. Feeling pretty good.
Food. You've got food. That's
food,
good.
Food is very important.
It
I
is.
I like food.
Very fortunate.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, week five, here we come. Without any chat GPT, thank you very much. And we've got a meal plan in order and senior jersey washed, cleaned, ready to go. Grade 12 Unplugged, join us. Let us know how you are getting on and give me a follow on Pinky's Bits. Share it around with your friends as well. Catch you again soon.
See ya.